Like much of the U.S., the Northwest has experienced a scourge of fatal overdoses from heroin and other opiates over the last decade. Many of Washington's addiction hotspots are in small towns where options for rehab are scarce. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity has this report on the challenges of finding doctors to embrace one alternative for treatment.
For Jordan Muhammad, the last 8 years have been a blur of addiction and recovery.
I got bit by a dog when I was younger. I have a scar on my face, and the doctors started me on some pain medication and then just cut me off.
Pills eventually gave way to heroin. At 25, Muhammad says he's known 19 people who have died of overdoses, just in his hometown of Longview. Both parents and his sister are all now recovering from opiate problems that started with prescriptions for chronic pain. To get clean, Jordan's tried both 12-step groups and methadone, but a growing body of research suggests a drug called Suboxone offers the family's best hope of stable recovery. Here's the catch.
Like, you have to either have good insurance, somebody helping you, or, you know, some miracle in your life to find a doctor that can get you on Suboxone.
Suboxone is hard to abuse, and unlike methadone, which is administered at special clinics, it can be prescribed by ordinary family doctors. But just a tiny fraction choose to do so. In parts of the Northwest, there's just one prescriber serving several counties. Muhammad's father, John, says his own doctor prescribed more and more opiate painkillers over the years until he was taking 9 pills a day. But when it came to Suboxone...
Doctor said, well, you're going to have to find that by yourself. And he wasn't rude about it, mean about it, but he knows there's nobody there.
That's how the Muhammads ended up getting their prescription 75 miles from home.
How are you, Jordan?
Lucinda Grandy is a family practice doctor outside Olympia. Her patients come from up to 2 hours away to see her. She says many of her peers are reluctant to take on addicts as patients.
There's a common perception that people who have addiction problems are needy and they're demanding, and it kind of like burns you out to always be trying to help them.
One problem is training. Liza Hutchinson is a researcher at the University of Washington who studied the reasons many doctors choose not to prescribe Suboxone.
Most primary care physicians, especially a generation ago, were receiving probably almost no training in addiction.
Hutchinson says even when doctors see the need and want to prescribe,
they struggle to either convince their clinic administration or the surrounding supporting staff within the clinic that it was a good idea.
She says there's still a lot of fear and misunderstanding around addiction, and prescribing Suboxone requires special permission from the DEA. There's also urine testing and scheduling time for counseling.
So right now, the state that you're in, when was the last time you used heroin? Are you in withdrawal?
At the doctor's office, it's clear the 2 months since Jordan's last visit have been a marathon.
So Saturday.
He got in a fight and spent 2 weeks in jail, which nearly cost him his construction job.
Yeah. All right, well,
then he missed an appointment because he couldn't get a ride here. He's been buying Suboxone pills off the street to avoid the vomiting and aches that come with heroin withdrawal.
I'll buy like one or two, and I have to stretch that one or two as long as possible.
Just a few days before his appointment, Muhammad couldn't find any Suboxone at all, and he ended up buying heroin instead. But Dr. Grandy says even a relapse shows the need for treatment other than abstinence.
A lot of people feel like they should have the willpower and that they should just be able to do it, and they're going to power through it. And it's just impossibly hard for most people.
Addiction can change the wiring in your brain. Most Suboxone patients will need to take a small dose for years on end, in some cases forever. But after years in thrall to opiates, the Muhammad family says Suboxone has made them feel normal again. In Lacey, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News.